Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. Today's conversation is going to be centered around the best tips to ace an interview. At the end of the day, once you get through all the hiring processes and job searches, your goal is to get in front of the procurement hiring agent for the company, the hiring agent for the company that is going to sit down with you across Zoom or back in the olden days in person and evaluate who you are to see if you are a quality fit for the organization to move forward, to work with others in order to get it to its North Star. The issue that a lot of people face is not having a tactic or a routine or a structure to approaching an interview to be successful. A lot of times you just go in there winging it from the standpoint, if you are a senior candidate or a person who's been working for a while, it's like, look, I know I got this because I've done this before. But you really haven't done the proper prep work for that particular interview, that person, that company that you're getting ready to go in front of. So you go in with a little sense of arrogance. Confidence is one thing, but arrogance is another thing, right? And it doesn't turn out the way you want, which is a offer, right? Sometimes you go into it too nervous. If you're most of the time new to the job market, and this is one of your first interviews, you are fresh out of college, or you just have been doing other work and you haven't had a chance to sit in front of someone before in this particular manner, you're a little nervous. So you underprepare, right? So what I want to discuss today is just a few pointers that you can take, no matter if you're a senior, if you're a beginner, if you've done this before, or if you haven't done it before, just things you can put into your repertoire before you go into an interview to make sure you are the most prepared as possible in order to ace it. Now, Josh and I have talked about this before in other episodes, so you can go back in previous episodes, but I want to shed light on some things that may be a little redundant, but also to give maybe one or two new points that will help you be successful in this interview process. And the first thing I want to talk about to help make sure you ace your interview is, number one, making sure you're prepared going into the particular interview that you're going into for the company you're talking to. And a lot of times, if you're not with a staffing firm like Kane Ross, right, the parent company of this episode and of the show, if you're not with a quality staffing firm like Kane Ross, like I said, or if you're not with someone to help represent you, a lot of times there's lack of preparation going into knowing who the company is as the entity that you're interviewing for. You might think, well, because it's in the same niche or the same field or industry that you've been in before, one of your competitors, that you know exactly what they're going to ask you and you have an idea, and you don't do a deep dive into who the company is, how they operate, what particular org you're getting ready to go into. If you can get these underlying questions answered by a Google search, great. It's beneficial if you have an inside person, and this goes back to some of our other podcasts where we talk about it's who you know, right? Your warm market connection through LinkedIn, through charity events that you've gone through, people you went to school with, that's great. But if you don't have that warm market connection, then you have to do a Google search, right? Google search. Can you say that 10 times fast, right? And I think a lot of times we don't do that enough and we don't do that at all. So my first point in helping you ace your interview is make sure you do a deep dive into the company that you're getting ready to interview for and with, and understand them as thorough as you can possibly understand them. The location you're going to be at, whether you're on-site, off-site, how many people are going to be in the org, what their, you know, profit margins were last year, what they're looking for from your particular department, how that particular department has aided in the profit margins, what's the sales process, whatever it is, you need to make sure you're aware of that company, how it's going to operate, especially around the sphere of what you're getting ready to jump into to be a component of success for them and a piece is going to help them grow. It's nothing worse than when you get in front of the interviewer and you are inept in knowing who the company is, what they're about, and what the job that you're getting ready to roll, you're getting ready to interview for. make sure you do your research. If you haven't asked the questions to your warm market, if you have a warm market connect, if your staffing firm has not prepped you well enough prior to going in, make sure you do your research. Now, if you're able to work with a quality company like ours, we're definitely going to prep you at least 2 phone calls prior to your actual interview date time, because we're also going to make sure you're there on time for your interview at least 30 minutes prior to. We're also going to introduce you, all that great stuff, making sure that they know that we're part of your team and we're here to support you and that we think you are the best candidate for that particular role. But beyond that, like I said, we're going to support you from the standpoint of making sure we educate you on that role, that position, the company, who the hiring manager is, what kind of soft skills they're looking for, how we should present ourselves, what kind of questions they may ask you, all that we're going to prep you on. If you don't have that, you have to do your part. All right. So do proper research on the company prior to going into your interview. That's key point number one that will help you ace your interview. Key point number two that I want to talk to you guys about, that I don't think, you know, it might be, you might say Captain Obvious, but I don't think a lot of people really make sure that they focus on this piece. Whether it's an interview through Zoom, online, Outlook, Teams, whatever it might be, or in person, especially if it's in person, make sure your presentation of yourself for the very first interview, for the very first time of that interviewer meeting you, is clean. Right? Just like right now, me sitting here giving you this podcast, and thank you guys for tuning in, subscribing and liking and sharing and commenting. But I'm thinking you're here for the length of time you've been here already for this particular conversation because of the presentation, right? I'm not coming up here with, you know, my face unkempt, right? I'm not looking like I just woke up. I'm here with lighting on me, so therefore you can see me clearly, right? And again, yes, this is a podcast, but at this particular juncture of airing of this particular episode, you know, this is 2024 heading into 2025. We have the technology. You guys know you can go on Amazon and buy a little light cam to put on top of your laptop if that's what you normally use. If you're not a, you know, a social person or a social media person like a podcast or, you know, a TikTok or Instagram or LinkedIn, you still can have means to make yourself stand out and look good. Make sure your background gives the presentation of someone who, you know, is neat, tidy, you know, and has things under control. It can be a remote position. That's fine that you're interviewing for. But again, you want to have some resemblance of a professional delivery, right? Decorum about yourself. A lot of times I've seen interviews, even talking with our candidates that we're prepping, you know, we'll do a live FaceTime together and noisy background. Again, if you got kids, it's understandable. But what you want to do, again, is setting yourself up for success. So there's plenty of spaces that you can go rent now that are podcast areas. You know, we have great WeWork stations that you can rent out a space if you can't work from your house because your house is too loud with the kids. If you know you're getting ready to go for an interview at a specific time and day, you can set that up for yourself to where you don't have to be within the confines of a home or an apartment or a condo that is not conducive to a scenery and the sound that will give you the best presentation, the best look to the interviewer for your very first time. So I know this might seem like a Captain Obvious to you, especially if you've been working in the corporate sector for the past 4 or 5 years. You've been a part of the shift that's happened, right, from what happened in COVID and people going to online and having to do more Zoom meetings and, you know, having to work from the house. You have set yourself up now, most people have, to where they're, you know, properly presented, even though they're not physically in front of the people they're working with or, you know, the managers or things like that, right? So make sure for your interview, it's the exact same thing. You can't go at a whim just because it's just the interview, if you will. And I know most of you have the intelligence, I want to say, for lack of a better word, or the understanding to know that the interview is important because you're trying to get employed. If you're going from a position that's paying you right now $85K a year and you're now interviewing for a position that can bump you up another $20K, right? So now you're in the six-figure range. You want to make sure you want to get that job, right, with great benefits and all that. Make sure your presentation, your scenery, how you present yourself is conducive to that job. Now, again, if you have done your research that we said in point number one, you'll know if you need to put on a tie and, a collared shirt, which I honestly think for men, that is a good call. For women, a nice blouse with a collar blouse. If it's a job that you're, again, trying to bump up your salary, it's a newer position, you're trying to really convince it, it's a really a professional position, even if it is remote, you want to make sure you present that. Now, I know within the tech sector, it's a little different, right? Because with tech, you tend to get, you know, a little more lax, right? And lenient because everybody's behind a computer anyway. It's very little in person. And most of the time you're behind the screen. So it tends to be like you see me in a t-shirt, something that's not as formal, which is fine. But even as you see with my t-shirt, still crew cut around the neck, clean to my physique from the standpoint, making sure it's not sloppy, no stains, that type of thing, right? Again, presentation is everything, especially for the very first time. So make sure you put effort into that in your interview, and that will also give you a one-up on acing your interview. If you just go into it, throwing yourself together, noisy background, unclean camera, and let me say this for those of you who are not socially inclined, meaning you're not using the social networks, and you're not doing like I'm doing right now on podcasts and stuff. And I ran a business before that, you know, leveraged Instagram and Instagram influencers. So I understand the importance of clean cameras and quality, you know, Canons and different things like that. I would say this to you. It's a simple correction if you're not doing it right now. But again, I told you about the lighting, making sure you get maybe a prop lighting, one in front of you, a couple to the side, maybe one behind you, soft lighting. But also too, ladies and gentlemen, wipe your camera screen off. If you're using your phone when you're doing your FaceTimes, or if you're doing it from your laptop, whatever you have, a Dell, Mac, Microsoft, whatever you might have, HP, wipe that little section off. But a lot of times I think people forget that, you know, your fingerprints get on there and it gets blurry, right? And you can't really see the person too well. So that's one little tip that I think will also help make sure your presentation from your camera will allow you to present yourself in a way for that first interview that will help you ace interview, okay? Again, it may seem benign, but I promise you, it goes a long way, all right? So point number three that I want to talk to you about that will help you ace your interview, no matter, you know, who you're interviewing with, and this has a high rate of success. I don't have the stats with me right now, right? But have seen it with our clients from the ones that we placed in on Amex to Vantage Data Centers, to Citizens Bank that we worked with in the past. The thing that we've seen work well for those who have had successful interviews is the ability to be able to inquire and ask questions about your role and about the team's success in the past, what the interviewer is looking for from their candidate, making sure you have a back and forth, not just them asking you questions, but you also, if you will, softly, respectfully interrogating them to get an understanding of what are they actually looking for and can you fit that role. It's kind of like speed dating, right? The relationship is only going to be a success at the end of the speed dating session if both parties feel like they were engaged and then heard at the same time, right? So what I'm saying to you is, on third point, make sure you ask questions to the interviewer where it seems as if you are really fully engaged in wanting to know what they need from their end, from you as someone not only looking to just be in the interview right now, but more importantly, looking to be a part of the group, the organization, the family, the unit, the culture of that company. The only way to do that is to ask questions in return and have a back and forth where, again, like I said before, a soft, if you will, interrogation, but one of inquisitive, of handling with kid gloves from the standpoint you're not trying to one-up the interviewer, because they can tell that too, but they understand that you genuinely care about wanting to know what they need and what they're looking for. And it's not just, hey, well, what can you do? Well, I do XYZ, XYZ. I talk for 15 minutes and then I just sit and look at you. That is a bad speed dating, and that's a bad way to hold an interview process if you're the candidate trying to get in. It's better to say, hey, this is what I do. Thanks for asking that question. And by the way, with what I just said there, what is that I may have missed that you would like to have heard me say? Those things are fine. If you do it right, it's not in a way where you seem, like you're not confident. It's more of, again, I'm willing to be a part of a situation that I'm new to, and I need to know how to operate with you in order for us both to coalesce and get to the ultimate goal we're trying to obtain. only way for that to happen is, yes, you can definitely ask me, and I am an open book in this particular moment to interview with you, and I'm speaking right as a kind of like first person right now, but I also should have the right to ask you questions in order to gain more knowledge. And that's what any interviewer wants to see. How do you gain knowledge? How are you willing to put your ego or yourself aside in order to be one with the potential culture of this new organization that you're interviewing for, right? So third point is make sure you ask questions. Make sure you do it, again, in a way where it's not ostentatious, it's not aggressive, it's not too interrogating. But enough to where the interviewer feels like you want to be a part of the process and the growth immediately. Again, what you guys have to remember in an interview, and I know you know, but it's one thing to know and then to deliver in that knowledge, is this is a short window. This person that's interviewing is getting a chance to get an idea of who you are and also determining if you are the best fit amongst a myriad of candidates that they have to interview. And also, too, they have a job. I think you forget they have a job that they're getting paid to do. And if they don't do it right by hiring the right person, then they are on the chopping block and the situation is reversed. So in that, there has to be a little bit of grace given, but also to an understanding of putting yourself in that person's shoes, not only from the standpoint of the technical skill aspect and then saying, I just want to get the job. You have to understand when you're talking to someone, it's just like courting someone, female or male. In courting someone, you're trying to figure out in relationships, you're trying to figure out if I can be with this individual, not only for now, but for potentially, you know, the rest of my life. There has to be a give and take. There has to be a stance of strength with a little bit of bend and sometimes a little bit of a break in order for someone to feel like this person can work with me and I can align myself with this individual in his very first couple meetings for the rest of my life. It's the same thing with the interview. This person that's interviewing you, the interviewer, needs to feel like I'm not putting myself on a chopping block, you know, by hiring this person, they're going to quit or be a bad bug or a moldy piece to the company by me bringing them in. So you need to make sure that you think about it from a standpoint of putting yourself in their shoes. And then how can I best deliver myself in this first 15, 20 minutes of presentation? And I will tell you this, as we all know, the first minute or two, people kind of get a feel off top of how they want to interact or not interact with you, right? That's why I said the second point that I made, your presentation, especially with this thing we call, you know, internet, you know, social dynamic, Zoom, you know, team aspect. This is the first presentation. If this is not appealing within the first 30 to 40 seconds, then it's going to be hard to have the interviewer overlook that to get to the essence of who you are, right? So we're trying to make sure we help you ace these interviews. So just make sure you keep this in mind. Put yourself in their shoes. Really understand that, again, know who you're talking to. So doing your research, number one. Number two, making sure that your presentation, even if it is visual, being it team Zoom, it's something that you will want to see from the other end, right? Because if it's not, in the first 30 seconds, you know, 45 seconds, you've already kind of put them on edge, either yes or no. Right. And then third, you really want to make sure you have an understanding of asking questions to them in order for them to get the feel that you really want to be a part of this organization and learn. And your ego, when you ask questions, you seem egoless, right? Which is very important, especially in the tech world, because tech people, from what I've ascertained over my few years now of doing this, more than a few years of doing this, because they're so robotic, if you will, the mind is so sharp in understanding their, you know, coding and their hacking skills and knowing their, you know, having their Six Sigma knowledge or, you know, Six Sigma Black Belt or whatever it might be, JavaScript and, you know, C++. And they tend to be very black. You know, bland in delivery. And that can be perceived from someone, especially most of the hiring reps are generally HR, so they're more people oriented, right? And you get that feel of back and forth, hey, we're relatable. And you don't always get that. So what I'm trying to make sure you guys understand is if you're taking care of these three factors that I've already given you, you're already up giving yourself a one up in being able to diffuse any reservations, hesitations that a hiring manager might have based off of the redundancy of accumulative interviews that they have to hold, right? Because after a certain point, like anything, you get kind of numb, right? And you kind of lump people in, right or wrong, most time wrong, you lump people into, oh, that's just this, right? Or they're just like this. And so you want to separate yourself. And it's little things that do that for you. That's why we're going over this. That's why I'm going over this with you guys at this present moment. Because at the airing of this particular episode, job opportunities are getting ready to start opening up again near the end of this fourth quarter, top of this upcoming year. So there's going to be a lot of interviews that are going to be held. There are going to be a lot of opportunities out there again for people to start getting hired, especially because top of this year, in the first and second quarter of this year, we had a lot of layoffs, right? In the tech sector specifically, large layoffs happened. I believe it was either Microsoft or Google laid off like 10,000 people, right? Alone, right? So we're getting ready to get back into a hiring realm. And I want to make sure that you set yourself up for the best possible interview process so you can have the success you're looking for within a reasonable amount of interviews. You shouldn't have to go through, you know, 5, 10, 15 interviews in order to get back into the game, right? So that's why I'm bringing this to you. So those are the three major points I really want to discuss with you. I'm not going to keep you guys too long with this. I just wanted to make sure that those major points were hit. Like I said, I already broke down why I think this is apropos at this particular juncture to talk about how to ace the interview, because you all will be getting opportunities very, very soon here once these elections wrap up here, which they're getting ready to do. And whoever the new POTUS is, companies tend to get back on the horse and say, hey, we have to get back into the game and make sure our teams, our individuals are suited for our culture, and we need more people within whatever sector, whatever, you know, industry. We need more quality people to reach our target goal, right? So get excited, get ready to be successful, to ace your interviews. You can do it. Make sure you take care of these three steps I just gave to you. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for supporting us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. We do appreciate it. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always leave comments. You can always go to our website, higherpowertech.com. Again, that's Higher Power, as you see the name, H-I-R-E, powertech.com. We are the higher hiring power you deserve in order to help you get to your North Star of whether that's job placement, finding the right talent. We're here to help you, okay? I'm here to help. Thank you for joining me. Mark Homer. I'll see you guys again soon on next Wednesday, okay? Take care. Have a good one.